The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in a boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to that sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at a point of death. Please come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hand of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of the blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's been 1 month since I was ordained a priest. And finally, thank you. And today's gospel allowed me to really reflect on this past month of my priesthood, thinking about faith and the journey that I had to go through to really come here. And especially because of today's gospel with the theme of faith, I was reminded of the time one month ago of when I was called by Archbishop Gomez to come to be called to the priesthood. And at that time, it was a private gathering with my classmates, and each of us were called by name. And then we stood up, and then after, we were given a piece of paper, and we were asked to proudly profess our faith. And at that time, we said the creed out loud all together, saying, I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I remember myself thinking at that moment while I was saying it out loud, wow, this is our faith. So, it's so rich, so beautiful. And yet now, while I was proclaiming the creed, I thought to myself, wow, this is the true faith that we have. And yet, I remember, you know, my younger days when I go to Mass every Sunday, say the creed, you know, I would just go through the motions and just say what was there. Like, because the adults told me, you know, memorize this and say it in Mass. And that's what I did. But then while I was at that moment, you know, professing the creed, I took the words one by one and allowed the words to really resonate with me in my heart. Allow my faith to be real. And thinking about that, it was a way for me to really connect with God, to really thank God and allow him to be real in my heart, to really trust in him. And I like the line from our gospel, do not be afraid, just have faith. At that time, I was really afraid and, you know, scared of about my future, thinking about, am I really going through this motion? Am I really going to become a priest? If we look at our society and the news, there's so much negative, you know, news out there. How am I going to, or who am I to go out and then do God's work? But then remembering this and saying the creed, I was going, oh my gosh, Jesus is here. He's here with me and guiding me. He's in my heart. And he just says, like the word says in our gospel, don't be afraid, just have faith. And this is a message I want to share with each and one of you here today, because this is the message that we're all asked to follow. Don't be afraid, just have faith. And I'd like you to take a moment to really reflect on where your faith is right now. What's your faith in God at this moment? Because God is here with us right now, just like always waiting with his arms open and waiting for you. And it just needs you to just say yes to God, to be with him. Allow him into your hearts so that he may live in your heart and he'll guide you to where you need to be. And then thinking about this in our gospel, we hear that two stories that happen simultaneously in one setting. First is Jairus. Jairus, the synagogue official. We don't know much about Jairus, but all we know is that he was a head, you know, top official, and he was against Jesus at that time, but then at moment of panic for his daughter, he went to Jesus as his last resort and asked Jesus to come. And then we hear the lady with the hemorrhage, who was deeply afraid because someone amazing is going past her. And she felt dirty and not worthy to be in his presence. But yet she gained that courage to come to Jesus and ask for help. And as Jesus says, your faith has saved you. And this is something that all of us can experience, to experience God's healing hands and healing our hearts and our soul. We're asked to have courage, come to Jesus and have faith and ask Jesus to come into our lives and ask him for healing. And then for the daughter herself, Talith Kum, little girl, I say to you, arise. Jesus didn't have to do this, because at that moment, that it was a lot of commentaries and scholars pretty much said that that girl was pretty much dead at that moment. But yet we see God's miracle, no matter who we are and no matter what state we're in, God is here with us and able to heal us and raise us up on the last day. And we see in the cross, he conquered death and resurrection. And so we could have total trust in him that he will also raise us up on the last day with him in heaven. And we hear in our first reading saying in the Book of Wisdom that God is a loving God. So that because he's a loving God, we could trust him. And we could faithfully follow him and really trust in him and have the guarantee that we will be with him in heaven. But this requires us in our part to have action and have faith. And that's all he asks. Have faith and trust in him and follow Jesus and return that love to God. So today, brothers, sisters, today, let us reflect in our own lives again what our faith is at this state. And if it, no matter what state it is in, offer it up to God. And then ask God to help us to increase our own faith so that we may really, truly worship God and follow him. Amen.